You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey Earthlings, I'm Stella Huggins.
And I'm Isla Christensen. Welcome back to the fourth episode of our Wire segment, Tomorrow's World,
where we want to look at some big ideas of science and society with a focus on what we as humans will be impacted by and can influence around the world on this Earth rock that we call home.
Last episode, we talked trash with Dominic Salmon. Dom works with 3R in Hawke's Bay, looking at innovative ways that we can create a circular economy and reuse our waste.
Now, usually we've talked to experts in their field.
But this week, as I sat at graduation, I realised that there's a topic that us students need to address.
Now, you've probably heard of faking it until you make it. But what happens when you've actually made it and now you're questioning whether you're still faking it?
This week, it's all about imposter syndrome.
What is that? Do I have it?
Well, according to Dr. Terry Fitzsimmons at the University of Queensland, essentially it means that people who experience success, or even just in their normal career trajectory, constantly question their worth and attribute their progression to luck rather than skill.
Oh, so like the classic Kiwi trope of tall poppy syndrome. I'm sensing some similarities there.
For sure.
That sounds like a common student experience.
It definitely is, and that's why this week we interviewed some University of Auckland students all about their experiences with imposter syndrome. So Stella, I know that we spend most of our time at the School of Science, so what are your thoughts on those law students?
No comment, Your Honour.
Good one. I think though, law students, they seem pretty smart, like they're onto it, right?
Oh, they're smart, for sure.
But I think they're almost like us as well. I went down to the School of Law and found out how law students, even in their last semester, feel like they have imposter syndrome as well. I'm going to play you a quote now from a student that we interviewed, and I want to hear your reaction.
All right.
I think that imposter syndrome comes in a lot with my education because I don't feel comfortable going to lecturers to ask questions. I feel like if I go and show them my work, they're going to be like, this is ridiculous, why are you even at university? So I've never been to an office hour. I have only ever emailed lecturers maybe twice in my whole 4.5 years of uni, purely for this perception that I have of myself and my position within the faculty. I think it also comes into play in lectures as well, not answering questions in front of your peers, just comparing yourself to everyone around you and hindering your own ability to make the most of your education.
That made my heart hurt a little bit, I'll be honest with you, and I did relate to the part about questions. It feels like my heart's in my feet every time I have to talk in a lecture.
I 100% agree, and I think a key point there is, you know, we're spending thousands to be here, but it's our perception of what others will think, what the lecturers will think, that is maybe hindering our own growth and our own opportunities. And something that I think now, in my fifth year doing postgrad, I'm suddenly like, I'm going to go to office hours, I'm going to have contact with my lecturers and just try and make the most of my own ability and learning, because really we all start from the same position, don't we?
Absolutely.
So I'm trying to think though, there must be some like psychology behind this. So that's your background, Stella. What have you found doing some research on it? What's the science behind imposter syndrome?
Well, from the abstract of some of the papers that I read, and only from the abstract, since that's the only thing that anyone really reads, it seems that it could be a remnant of evolution. Back in the days when we were hanging out on the African plains with a whole bunch of predators ready to eat us, humans developed a primitive arousal status, nowadays just plain old anxiety, to anticipate danger. It's also been hypothesised that perfectionism was an evolutionary advantage.
Oh, fight or flight, right? Which has now led to this crippling anxiety in the corporate board in 2021.
Yeah, if you really boil it down, then yeah, kinda. However, it manifests itself for people in a bunch of different ways. There's a lot of research coming out about the groups that it tends to affect.
And it can affect people across faculties, genders, ethnicities, and cultural backgrounds. So we interviewed Alex Chappell, who studies physics, about his experience with imposter syndrome.
Alex told me about the vicious cycle that it creates, saying, oftentimes I start doubting myself, which makes me worse at physics, which then makes me further doubt myself, which again makes me worse at physics, and so it cycles. An anonymous commenter, who is also a physics major, told me they experience imposter syndrome the most when it comes to assignments.
And imposter syndrome is often discussed in relation to big CEOs and the business world, but it's super common here at uni and in the science community as well.
Absolutely, and Alex discussed this with me, saying it's prevalent in science because academia as a whole has a strong emphasis on striving for excellence. He says a possible remedy to this could be universities teaching people to embrace mistakes rather than just rewarding people for getting things right.
And the mindset is so important when it comes to imposter syndrome, and it seems to affect who's impacted by it most.
Multiple studies have shown that marginalised students experience imposter syndrome more often, and both Alex and our non-physics students say it's easier to have if you're in an underrepresented group.
Visibility is so important and makes such a difference.
It definitely does.
And to end our segment for this week, we're lucky to be joined by an engineering graduate who's currently in a graduate role at an Auckland civil engineering firm. I asked him what's it like to be the youngest person in the workplace and what has helped him to overcome the imposter syndrome to make him feel more comfortable in his new role.
Being the youngest person in the office is a definite challenge because whilst you're at uni, basically everyone's the same age as you, and coming into a workforce, like, you've got mixed ages, like 25 to like 50s, and you just have to fit in somehow. But it's more when you get challenges in terms of, like, you get a assigned job, and somehow it just takes you like three times as longer than the senior member in the team. And you just think, oh shit, what am I doing here? But I guess once you get it done, you feel a little bit more confident for the next time you're doing it. And so it's all about just getting experience.
So there you have it. From law, arts, science and engineering, we're all going through it.
Yes, ma'am. And hopefully it makes you feel a bit better and more like you fit in, knowing everyone else on this floating earth rock is just as confused as you are.
It does make me feel a bit better knowing it's not me, it's my brain structure and the frameworks that I work under.
Yeah, weirdly positive. And thanks to everyone we chatted to this episode. Join us next time where we chat the vegan diet.
Stay critical, Earthlings.
Peace.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.